And I wanted to talk about something tonight that has been very encouraging to me, and I know that it is in the opinion realm, so I'm going to tell you that from the beginning. However, in 3 John 2, John says something that's very encouraging, and it has two parts to it. And one thing we notice about John, he says, "Beloved, I pray." Well, one translation says, "I wish." But he says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." And the more I've been considering this over the years, it has caused me to be very thankful, because this is something that we ought to be mimicking as well. Wishing one another well, if you will. Wishing one another well in your personal life, in their secular life, but also physical life. But why? Because when we think about our spiritual and secular success, it depends on our health. Depends on how healthy we are. And so when we consider the idea of being in health, literally it's the idea of being safe and sound. Safe and sound. So our health is important. And when it fails, it causes great emotional stress and distress. And last thing that we want is for our health, whether it is spiritual, secular, or physical, to be hindered. And to cause us not to be everything that God would have us to be. I'm reminded of what Paul said in Philippians chapter 2. Don't have time to look at these, but if you're taking notes, 25 to 28, he brings up Epaphroditus. And the Bible demonstrates to us that Epaphroditus was so sick, near unto death, Brother Evan, to the point of the work that he was doing, that the church at Philippi, they were so concerned about him. And Paul even said that, well, he was healed. He wasn't sick any longer. And he would say that God had mercy on him, but not on him only, but also on me. And so that taught me, Brother Brian, that when loved ones are sick, brethren are sick, and they're not feeling well, that causes us to go into a stress. And so what are we wishing for? What are we praying for? What are we hoping for? That you're in health and that you prosper, but not just physically, but secularly, but not just secularly, but also spiritually. And so when Epaphroditus got well, the church was extremely grateful. And we do the same thing when the brethren are not feeling well, brethren are sick, and then they come back and they get a good bill of health. We're rejoicing with them. We're happy. We're praying. And we're giving God a prayer of thanksgiving. And so John's words, they just scream at us, if you will. And so we want to make the choice that God makes to be a healthy people. Spiritually, emotionally. Did I say that twice? I did, right. Secularly. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Brother Mer said it's okay, so therefore it was okay. Yes, sir. But also physically. So it's important for us to be in health. And it kind of reminded me of what Job said. I'm sorry. What was said in Job, but Satan actually said it. In Job 2 and verse number 4, skin for skin, a man will give all that he has for his life. And that's true. One person said on one occasion that all the money in the world means nothing if you're not healthy. That is true. That is true. But also, it kind of made me think about sometimes the familial emotional stress, the family stress. And I'm reminded of Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 28. You had the woman with the issue of blood. And you had Jairus' daughter, who was 12 years old, who died. And here comes Jesus. But that woman who had the issue of blood, and the Bible tells us, Brother Ryan, she spent all that she had on doctors to no avail. And here comes Jesus. And you remember what she said, "If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I can be healed." And when that happened, she was ecstatic. She was happy. And she went on her way. And so even though our physical health is a matter of opinion, and it is, and the book of Romans chapter 14, 1 through 7, 1 Corinthians 8, 7 through 9 demonstrates that. And the reason why I say that, some may eat herbs, some may eat meat. If you ever want me to come over, cook some brisket. They're right, Daniel. Cook some brisket, brother. I'll come on over. Well, if you cook some broccoli, I'll come too. So cook a little both of them, I'll come eat all of it. Here's the point. You may meet some people, that's all they eat is herbs. You may meet some people that all they eat is meat. And Paul, by inspiration, says, don't disparage either one. Let them do what they're going to do. Here's the point. Just be healthy. Be healthy. Why? Because we need to use our bodies for the glory and the honor of Almighty God. We want to live as long as we can so we can be a righteous influence for the world. And God needs all of the righteous influence as possible. Why? Because the world is evil. And we need to be the righteous influence. So if anything, I can understand why John is saying this and how we ought to make God's choice. And again, he says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. If you're taking notes, put in your Bible, Colossians 3, 23 through 24. And be in health, just as your soul prospers. The idea there is that it carries on. It moves along. It's propelled, if you will. And so there's nothing wrong with us being successful spiritually, emotionally, financially, secularly. Ecclesiastes 9, verse number 10, whatever you find your hand to do, do with all your might. God wants us to enjoy the fruit of our labors. There's nothing wrong with that. But make sure you stay focused. Why? Colossians 3 again, 22 and 23. Bible teaches us that when we work, we need to work hard. And the idea of working hard there is from the soul. We need to do it with all of our might. The Christian, the child of God, should be the last person that the employer should worry about as it relates to doing good work. We should be doing good work. Why? Because we're giving all of our soul. Make God's choice to work hard. Make God's choice to take care of your body. Make God's choice to do that which is right. And so the more I considered this, it made me think about our Savior. And our Savior, he worked hard for the Lord. John 9, verse number 4, I must work the work of him who sent me while it's day. Night come, no man can work. He worked hard for the Lord. We ought to be working hard. But not just on our physical bodies, but our spiritual man, in our secular work, as we're striving to do that which is right, that God may be glorified. So if you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want you to put your best foot forward in obeying the gospel, in knowing more about Jesus, knowing more about the kingdom, knowing more about righteousness and holiness and morality and making God's choice. And when you do that, God is glorified. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. But maybe you're a child of God and you just don't pay a lot of attention to neither one of those things. Friends, we ought to pay attention to every aspect of our lives, and we ought to be wishing one another well. We ought to be saying, hey, give your best in everything that you do, physically, emotionally, psychologically, financially, secularly, give your best so God can be glorified as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.